I was born ready. I wasn't ready. Seriously, I'm sorry. I'm ready now. Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your celebrating couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
June 24th, 2013.
And I am 38 and one day you're old.
Man, you're old.
I know. But this is episode 113 of the Valentine Cast.
It is.
If I was a podcast, that would be a lot of episodes.
That would be a lot of episodes.
If I did one for every week.
If you did one every week, you're alive. So 52 times.
52 times 30. I mean, that right there by itself is...
I don't know, man.
So 50... 50 times 30, that's 1,500, and then 20 more, so 1,000.
You'd be super old.
Well, that's just for a 30-year-old. Just for a 30-year-old.
Whether in podcasts or years, you're old.
So basically what I'll do, I'll say 4 times 52, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 4 times 52 is...
I know it ends in an 8.
2008. Right?
That's how I do my math.
So it's 2,000... And 80.
I love that you're actually doing this math.
2080. Then I'll subtract 104.
Okay.
So I'm like doing right now.
Math is math is horrible.
So
hi everybody.
Oh, Mr. Salem said it right there. 1976.
Oh, I thought he was in the year 1976. I was like, yeah, that's the year Jay was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what a coincidence.
I wasn't born in 76.
When were you born?
75.
Oh, that's one year. Oh, you act like I did like five years off. Come on now.
Yeah. But
give me some slack. Anyway, so we're done talking about years and episodes, but we did have a wonderful time celebrating Jay's birthday. And we're still celebrating. And our people in our chat room are celebrating with us.
What is going on, everybody in the chat room?
Hi, Aristidius in Salem. Or Sail Masu, as I call it.
Sail Masu. Sail Masu. Mama suck my side.
Mama say, mama say, mama suck my side. Mama say, mama say, mama say, and miss you.
Yeah. Sail Masu.
Sail Masu.
I'm going to sail Masu.
You going to sell your Sue?
Sail Masu, yep.
So yeah, we celebrated. We celebrate birthdays over multiple days around here.
Yeah.
So
4-day weekend.
It is a 4-day weekend. Hi, JK Grammar. You just missed the shout out. You're late.
You're late.
I called you out. Anyway. So we celebrated Jay's birthday all this weekend.
We did.
It was nice. I told Jay to do whatever he wanted, and what Jay said was, "I don't know. Whatever you want to do." That was pretty much his answer all weekend.
Look, let's go shopping. Let's go shopping for some clothes.
Yeah. So on his birthday weekend, we went shopping for clothes for me. And that wasn't supposed to happen.
But it brought me pleasure to see you happy.
I'm glad. So. I'm glad you were happy. I was happy too because I'm done with clothes shopping for a while. Yay.
And I also did some clothes shopping too.
Didn't do
a whole lot.
Yes.
But I did the amount that I wanted and you were there with me. It was good times. So, thank you all for listening.
This weekend. We played.
Weekend. Oh, I was going to play the bumper. You almost do the bumper.
Yeah, but it's quiet.
Weekend Wrap-Up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Right. So.
I don't even know why we play bumpers around here. I'm just all kinds of messing the show up.
No, you're fine. You're real fine. But anyway, So this weekend, like we were saying, we did some shopping, celebrate our weekend. And also, if you guys remember, I think I said this on last show, we talked about not having air conditioning.
Mm.
Well, let us tell you now, if you're watching us, it's going to be a little dark in here because our AC hasn't been fixed yet.
It is still on the fritz. No AC.
Well, it's not on the fritz. It's dead.
It's dead.
It has a bad compressor that we found out about. I think they came. They couldn't come Tuesday, so I had to be here Wednesday. They came Wednesday. Bad compressor. Then the whole home warranty people
and
the vendor and the person doing the work, all that other stuff.
Because, you know, they don't want to pay out.
They don't want to pay out. Then so the vendor also has jobs where it's actually not warranty work, so he gets more money from that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we having to battle all that. So I'm trying to manage these people and try to get our stuff fixed. But come Saturday, we found out that they're actually going to be replacing our unit. So for a fraction of the cost. So both indoor and outdoor units. So
we shouldn't have to worry about that for a while.
Shouldn't.
So this is the longest we've been without really going in our office that much. We come in our office when we have to for podcasts.
Right.
And other than that, we haven't set foot in here because the temperature in the office is at least 5 to 10 degrees higher than the rest of the house.
Right.
Because we have our computers in here. And
oh, yeah.
And it's just the way the room is.
Yeah, because I think so Saturday I finally moved our temperature gauge in here. Just see how hot it got in here.
And it was bad.
It got up to 91 degrees.
91 degrees in here. And
yep.
We had to be in here for work, I think we were doing that day.
No, we were just in here, been on computer because we hadn't been on the computer. We hadn't been in our office because this is the hottest room in the house.
Yeah, and so when it reached 91, we ducked out. We were done.
So it's funny sometimes. I mean, our house is well insulated. And our house is like an L shape. And we have proximity alarms and window alarms that chime if a window's been open for more than an hour.
Which is helpful.
So it's helpful and I love it. But that means if I have the windows open and we're asleep,
it could
go off every hour. So we don't sleep with the windows open.
Yeah, but nighttime isn't so bad. We actually get a little cold at night.
Yeah, yeah.
But hey, you know, it is what it is. But it should be fixed this week, so
yep.
We'll stop griping about it soon.
It'll be real nice, you know, to be able to get it fixed before we leave for Nurtacular.
And it should last for a long time.
It should. So
yeah.
I'm excited. You know, I'm actually excited about it. I'm hoping that this unit will, because our house had two more rooms added to it.
Yeah. He was like all ecstatic about adding more and didn't even take into account, you know.
The AC unit.
The AC.
So the AC unit was made for three bedrooms.
And the hot, no, not the hot water. It's just a, yes, and the hot water because the back bathroom.
Right, the hot water heat. But yeah. So,
home improvements with the Valentine.
Man, homeownership.
Homeownership, we were talking about this. Homeownership sucks and is awesome. At one moment, you're like, man, this is awesome. And the next second, man, this sucks. I wouldn't trade in back for going back to renting, but it sucks sometimes. But that's what savings are for. And so that's the kind of stuff you got to take care of. But other than playing tons and tons of video games in the back room, because that's where it's coolest, we also went over to my parents' house to celebrate Jay's birthday.
Right.
My family, they never do big bashes for birthdays, but they always really celebrate them. We either go out to eat or go over to my mom and dad's house. So the thing my mom has started in the past year or so, if it's your birthday in the family, you get to pick whatever you want for dinner. So,
Can I do a PSA real quick?
Yes.
Just for those that are listening live and can't get into the chat room, there's been an issue with Twitch, and Chrome is broken. So if you're using Chrome to try to chat in the chat room, it's broken. Or Safari. So Safari's kind of the backbone for Chrome a little bit, so Safari could be doing it as well. So we're actually having to use
Salem
internet.
For you on Chrome.
Really?
Boom. Salem just proved you wrong.
That's good.
Salem just.
I don't know what the deal is then.
So yeah.
It must be fixed.
Never mind, everybody. It's fixed.
Don't listen to me.
Jay fixed it.
Because Kimmy's watching.
Hi.
Hey, Kim.
Yay. Hi, Kim.
So I get to pick. Whoever's birthday it is gets to pick whatever they want.
What'd you pick?
When mom said, "What do you want for your birthday meal?" First thing out of my mouth was collard greens.
Not even a moment hesitation.
Yep, I said collard greens. And she said, "What else?" I said, "I don't know." Then like 2 or 3 minutes later, I said, "Macaroni and cheese." And she said, "What else?" I said, "That's it."
I can just imagine a big old plate filled with half collard greens and half.
Well, that was my
cheese.
Second helping.
That's what you did have on your
That was my second helping.
It was.
But so we ended up having collard greens, macaroni and cheese. She made cabbage, green beans, because some folks don't like collard greens.
That's true.
Dad.
Ham.
We had ham and
cornbread muffins.
Cornbread muffins and corn on the cob.
The corn on the cob.
And she was
going
to give me so there was a big ear of corn in there, and she was going to give me the big ear.
Aw, that's sweet.
And I was like, you know, you don't have to give me the big ear because I'm not, I like corn, but I know you all love corn more than I do.
I love corn.
Now,
corn,
I love corn. I like corn.
Corn and I have a very special relationship.
Right. And I know that with you all, because y'all have little
corn cob holders.
It
makes life so much easier.
You know.
You just twirl it into. We actually used to have corn cob holders, like a dish, little plastic
dish. Right,
right,
right.
It was shaped, and it looked like the leaves
on the corn.
On the corn. And we would twirl it in there with the butter. It's great.
So. See, I grew up, I didn't have a corn cob holder because, one, you got to turn the corn cob to the side sometimes. Because, like, that piece of corn I had where the kernels were coming over the edge and everything, turn over to the side so I can go, you know.
No, well, I can do that.
Because you wanted to pull some kernels off of mine because you saw them coming over.
I mean, they were sticking out. I had to do something about it. So dinner was awesome as usual. Mm-hmm. Talk with my family was awesome as usual.
Yep. I mean, we were there, man, we were there from like 2 o'clock to about 11.
I know.
After 11 last night.
I know.
When's
Look
the last time we've
social.
Done that?
Oh, it's been a long time.
I don't think we did that for Christmas.
We didn't. But we were having fun. We were joking about stuff. We were talking about how my dad wrote love letters when he was in Vietnam. He wrote them to my mom, but he won't let her read them to us. And so she's hidden them because he would destroy them if he found them because he doesn't want us to read them.
Right.
So,
right.
And the funniest thing was dad said, "I'm going to burn them," or something like that.
No, he said, "If I find them,
I'm
going to
destroy them." Right.
He was like, "The ribs y'all eat will be cooked not with charcoal, but they will be the best ribs you've ever had."
And mom said, "What did she say? If you do that, I will divorce you."
Yes.
That was everybody start cracking
and
up.
I mean, because one, that sounded like something that you said to me once.
Yeah.
Jokingly. Yeah. And of course it was a joke.
Of course it was a joke. But it was just
hilarious.
My parents are funny. Yep. And everybody's had fun talking. We watched a little bit of The Hobbit, which Jay got for his birthday.
Yep. Thank you, Dee and Danielle. They hooked me up with The Hobbit, which was great. Because I was going to get The Hobbit. But because everybody knows, Peter Jackson always puts out an extended version. So I was waiting for the extended version because I didn't want to buy The Hobbit, even though I really wanted to watch it. But Dee and Danielle hooked me up, and they got me The Hobbit. And Dee hadn't had a chance to watch it, so.
We didn't get done with it, and Dee slept halfway through it anyway.
Yeah, so we know where we stopped at.
We know where we stopped. We're going to go back.
Right.
Finish watching The Hobbit. It's still good.
It is.
My dad asked whether we liked Lord of the Rings better or The Hobbit. And
I said, yes. He said, "What do you like best, Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit?"
Yes.
Yes, was my answer.
I thought about it, and then I was like, Lord of the Rings. The Hobbit's good, but I don't know if it's because Lord of the Rings was first. It has, you know, a special place, you know, but mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
Yes, and the music in The Hobbit is really good.
Yeah, I have the soundtrack for that.
This is true.
And I actually paid full price for that. So take that, Kanye, on your last album. on this one that's out now. I guess we can talk about that in media.
Yeah, yes, we're going to talk about
we'll
Kanye.
We'll talk about that in the media. Well, I'm not talking
Yeezus.
About the baby. Yeezus.
So
we did that, and then on... we didn't play Cards Against Humanity or anything else.
Mm-mm.
But today we went to, what's that place called?
Cheesecake Factory.
I was going to say the Eye of Sauron.
Yeah, because they have these decorations that look straight up like the Eye of Sauron. It's a little unnerving because they're
right.
everywhere. But Jay and I have not been to Cheesecake Factory with each other since mm-hmm. we've been together. So, and those of y'all who don't know, I don't like cheesecake. I was about to say I'm not his biggest fan, but that's even no. I don't like cheesecake.
You can't say you don't like cheesecake.
I don't like traditional cheesecake.
Okay, because you like
and
okay, go ahead.
And that means I don't like most other cheesecakes because I don't like the traditional cheesecake.
So why don't you say
I like all
the only cheesecake that I like
is vanilla bean cheesecake.
Is vanilla bean cheesecake.
And it's amazing. And I don't know why I like vanilla bean cheesecake.
Right.
And I think, well, because when I used to serve at Fridays, we had Cheesecake Factory vanilla bean cheesecake.
Right.
And what we would do, we would throw two cheesecakes in the blender, mm-hmm. a little bit of milk, and make a vanilla bean cheesecake shake.
Right.
It was so good. And maybe, yeah. But anyway, but all the other, like, cream cheese shouldn't be sweet. It's not supposed to be sweet. I don't like the cinnamon cream cheese. I don't like
right.
anything sweet. So.
And here's my thing. I like cheesecake. I have no problem with it. I like key lime. I mean, I like all the cheesecakes mm-hmm. for the most part.
Right.
But people that say cheesecake is the best dessert out there, I have to disagree.
Oh, that's straight up disagree.
Right.
It's
right.
definitely
right.
not.
And so I think Renee may post this Sunday, this shake, this vanilla bean shake that they used to make.
I don't know to post
Cause,
it.
Cause wait a minute, cause you did
it's not anything.
So you did like ice cream, two scoops of ice cream.
Yeah.
A little bit of milk.
A little bit of milk and
your
then the cheesecake.
Cheesecake, yeah.
And that's it. Yep. Like, no ice or anything. It was, I mean, we were just sitting around one day because eating vanilla bean cheesecake and I'm like, man, dude, I love this so much. I would have it in a shake. And we were like, oh. And
let's go put it in the shake.
And the bartender, Shane, I remember Shane did it. Shane mm-hmm. Made us some shakes. And they were in the mode of making everything into a shake. They made mm-hmm. a bacon shake.
Mm-hmm.
They made several other kinds of shakes.
Right, right.
So it was yummy, yummy, yummy. So what kind of cheesecake did you have?
I had the turtle.
The turtle
cheesecake. The turtle cheesecake. I like turtles. I like turtles.
So was it just okay for you?
It was good. I mean, I don't... See, and that's the thing with Cheesecake Factory. Cheesecake Factory's menu itself is overwhelming.
Okay. How many pages was it?
Like, I don't know.
10 to 12 pages of food.
But it's overwhelming. But it's also has a lot of selection, you know. And the same goes for their cheesecakes, you know. So I got the turtle one, pecan turtle one, which was, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think next time I'm going to try the 30th anniversary chocolate one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hate restaurants that have so many options.
Right.
It's like, narrow it down a little, people. You don't have, your menu doesn't have to include everything.
Right,
But I ordered the sun-dried tomato and chicken fettuccine.
And I got the Jamaican shrimp and chicken.
Right. And mine was good. It was plain, but I kind of liked it that way.
Mine was good. It was, I asked them to make it extra spicy.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. I was actually, and it's one of those dishes that kind of, it makes me sad because I can't bring it home because I have this thing about bringing home food that has rice with it.
Yeah.
Because the rice, when I would have to cook my own rice when I get here to make the dish taste like it did in the restaurant. So that was my only thing.
We had fun though, staring at people and talking about people. Our server almost stole somebody's credit card, and then
because they wear, because you know the people at Cheesecake Factory have to wear the white, all white,
horrible outfit.
And so we were checking out to see who was conscious of their wardrobe and wore appropriate underwear. Or pants that where you can't see their underwear.
That is one of the reasons I would not want to serve there. Like, their prices are a little high, which makes it a great place to serve if you want money. But you can see the goods if you aren't careful. And I would do an underwear check every time I left the house, personally.
Right.
But apparently they don't care. Or
they think you give them more tips.
Maybe.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I tip for some underwear showage. No, I'm playing. But then, so, yeah, and then, yeah. You already talk about the girl that had the shorts on where...
Oh, her booty was...
Her booty was hanging out.
Every time she walked a step, her booty almost popped out at the bottom. I was like, girl...
Renee pointed out to me. I was sitting there just chilling. See, that's why I love Renee. Renee's
I was
like, babe, look at... Renee's like, Jay... Look at girl's booty.
I was like, the booty better pop out of shorts, Jay. Look at that. And it was funny. See, I have no problem. Like, even mom was talking about this at dinner. If, like, everybody's human,
right.
Your husband or wife is going to look at other men and women.
Right.
Right? So
right. It's
fine.
Yes. And so I'm starting to laugh because this is one of the conversations we had at dinner. You think mom would be embarrassed about this? Because we start talking about John Hamm.
No. I think she'd be okay. Cause this is
so, awesome. Mom never knew the whole debacle with John Hamm going commando.
She never even heard of it.
So, we were all sitting there. It was mom and dad. It was all of us. And we were all talking about how it was the craze. And we said, Google it. John Hamm commando. And look at the pictures.
So she Googled it, and I could tell the exact moment when she saw it.
Right.
Her eyes got really big.
And then we showed it to dad, and he just busted out laughing.
He glanced
face.
At it. He didn't even look at it. He glanced, and then started.
And threw his head on the table.
Started cracking up.
Right.
It was so funny, and then everybody started joking on John Hamm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's heard it enough, but...
He said he needs a jockey helmet.
That's what Dad said. He needs a jockey helmet. and I just lost it at that. It was so funny. So I think that was one of those moments. It's like,
yeah.
That was awesome seeing my mom's face.
Yeah, it was. So, it was a good deal.
And it's cool that we can, you know, talk with my parents like that now that everybody's adults. And
yeah.
It's nice. It's cool.
Yeah, it's nice. It's cool.
So, I think it's all we do this weekend.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into some media, which should just be named games.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
So, this past week, we rolled 43 for Emma, which was a Gwyneth Paltrow movie, which was based off of a Jane Austen novel. I believe they're the same name.
I believe they are, but right. I'm assuming not a Jane Austen aficionado.
Connoisseur.
But it was 1997. 96. So it's pretty old movie. It's almost 20 years old. That is nuts. I'm sorry. 90s still seems like it's recently.
I know.
Recent to me. But anyway.
I know.
So Gwyneth Paltrow was super, super young.
Mm-hmm.
And super, super, super skinny.
Right.
Which she was even skinnier than she is now. And Ewan McGregor.
I don't know.
I don't know how to say his name.
Obi-Wan was in there.
Obi-Wan
from the...
And he had the most horrible wig on. That was a horrible wig.
Yep.
That was a mess. But anyway, I liked the movie. It was a comical look at 1800s society. Gwyneth Paltrow's character considers herself to be a good matchmaker.
Right.
And she makes a series of mistakes, I guess you could say.
Mistakes, but, manipulation.
Yeah, but I didn't like the ending. Is it a spoiler? I mean, everything worked out in the end. And I didn't think it should.
Well, it's a 1996 movie.
Okay.
So.
Sorry. Gonna happen.
It falls out of the...
Gwyneth Paltrow was kind of dumb and manipulative and selfish throughout the movie, but yet she still got what she wanted in the end, and she got a happy ending. I don't think it's very nice. Now, that is real life, because that happens all the time.
Right.
But still, if in my movie, she wouldn't have had any happy ending. But...
Yeah, Renee was like, because when Renee was getting ready to rate it, she was like, I was going to give it 4 stars until the ending. And then she was like, you know what?
I'm going to go ahead and give it four stars.
Because that's
the way they wanted to end it.
That's like giving someone a 1-star review for an item because it didn't do what you expected it to do.
Well, then that's...
I'm talking about... Someone got their dog a toy,
right,
from Amazon, and this toy is supposed to be awesome, and they give it 1 star because their dog didn't enjoy the toy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, people do that. They get all
pissy.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Like, my dog didn't play with this toy. 1 star. What?
Right.
It's like, are you serious?
Right.
Anyway.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about when I say, you know.
Yeah, so Emma wasn't bad.
Right.
It was... The characters made it funny. It starred also Toni Collette, who stars in the United States of Tara, and
she was awesome.
She was good. Like the characters made the movie in the shots that they did, and so I hope we get not one terrible. What's our minimum number, Jay?
Minimum number is 52.
52. Maximum number.
Maximum number is 154.
154. Let's see what we get. Generate.
Who put Power Rangers Samurai on here?
I did. I told
Christmas
you.
Christmas together.
I told you I added a whole bunch of stuff to make it harder. What? What'd you say?
Power Rangers Christmas Together special.
Hey, I have to... Added some crap stuff just to...
Dude, that was awesome.
Make it fun.
What number do we have?
82.
82 is Trouble the Water.
Okay.
Okay. Trouble the Water. In this documentary about New Orleans, a wannabe rapper and her husband braved the floodwaters of Hurricane Katrina to rescue their neighbors.
I heard that was good.
Yep.
So.
Wow.
What?
It has 4.5 stars?
This must be good. Who's the director?
Director is Carl Dill and Tia Lesson.
I've never heard of them. Lisa. Interesting. Okay, cool.
So Trouble the Waters.
A documentary for next week.
Yes. We do need to watch Red Cliff, and that is one that we wrote for. And,
yes.
You know, and we need to watch it because I have Red Cliff 2 and 3.
Yeah,
on the shelf over here.
And so. Jeff recommended that we watch Ip Man. We already watched Ip Man.
Yeah, we already watched Ip Man and Ip
One
Man
and two. So, and that was the best martial arts movie I've ever seen. By the way,
Ip Man
even better
was
than Karate Kid, if you can believe it.
Huh?
I said even better than Karate Kid, if you can believe
it. You sound like a true American now.
I know.
It was all right.
So,
this past week, Apple TV pushed out an update that they finally got they have HBO Go on their dealio.
Yay! So no more having to go through your computer.
Yep, because Renee, well, computer, and I mean, you can do it on Roku and some other things and stuff like that.
It's
and
nice
Xbox
to not,
as well.
Yeah.
Because Renee has decided to keep HBO.
Yeah.
Which shocked me.
Yeah.
So.
But if I start not using it.
Right.
It's, you know, it's going back out. But they have nice stuff on there because I was able to see Behind the Candelabra. Mm-hmm. And I like some of the series except for True Blood. But
So you don't like True Blood?
I don't know. I've never seen a single episode.
No,
oh,
we
I saw
did.
The first episode.
I saw the first one, and I talked junk about it.
You talked about the accents really bad.
Yeah.
Even though they might have been accurate, you still didn't like them.
The one black girl, Sookie's friend, the one black girl, the actress that does that accent is horrible.
But, all right. Now, do you think that's authentic?
No.
How do you know?
Because it don't sound right.
Have you ever been to Louisiana?
You know I haven't been on Louisiana.
Okay, well,
don't
then how do
me
you?
That, but no, you asked me a question. You said, does it sound authentic? And I said, no.
Don't
ask me if I think it sounds something. And then you're going to say, well, you never been.
Well, I don't know if you've never been. That's why I asked you if you've ever been. Don't look at me. You might have been went on some school field trip or something. I don't know.
Whatever, babe.
I'm just... All right. So anyway, so HBO Go and Apple TV. I'm going to keep HBO, and hopefully I'll watch some freaking movies on it.
So I did watch the first episode again of True Blood.
Oh, when?
When I was talking junk about it on the other day.
Oh, okay.
And it actually wasn't bad this time.
So why did it change?
I don't know.
You know, I
think back when we watched it, it was the whole vampire Breaking Dawn thing going on. There was the vampire craze, and I think everyone was getting on my nerves with the vampire craze. So
I like the Snooky Stack. I almost called it Snooky's.
It is Snooky Stackhouse.
No, it's not. And Jay, you burn it into my mind. Snooky Stackhouse.
And Gladen, you know I talked junk about it because I think we all talked about it during the raid. And Graja, I think I got
Graja likes vampires.
He liked True Blood, and I think he got a little. It didn't get heated, but
he got a little offended.
Yeah, because I was talking.
He had a
junk.
Little salt on his shoulder.
Yeah,
a little salty.
Yeah, man. But so I'm, you know, that's why I was asking if you ever want to go back and watch it.
I mean,
you know? But I know you want to watch Newsroom.
Okay. Yes, you all have no idea how many series I want to watch. It's equivalent to the amount of games I want to play and the books that I want to read. So
all the games and all the shows.
Yes, I would like to read all the games, watch all the shows, all of the movies, and play all the games.
Right.
And you can't do that.
Right.
You just can't. Unless I was immortal. That is the only reason why I would love to be immortal. I get to do everything.
But then you just get bored. It'd be like, ugh.
I'll have games and books and movies.
But you get tired of people. It'd be like, oh, I'm so tired of people.
Well, I just
wish I can go die, but I can't.
I want the ability to end my life at any time.
People are
painlessly. That's true. If you could be immortal, but you could end your life at any time painlessly, you would want to do it, right?
I don't think anyone would do it.
And they could die. It's possible for them to die, but you still think they wouldn't do it?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Now,
I mean,
okay, immortal at the same age you are now. Let's not say 99 and decrepit.
That's a lot of money, though, immortal. Babe. But think though, if you're immortal, I mean, you're gonna be paying bills. You still gotta pay electric bill.
Yeah, but
you still gotta pay.
Yeah, but your house will get paid off. And
yeah, it's true.
So I think that's okay. And school loans will be paid off.
Right, right.
Other big things that you pay every month.
Okay.
So yeah, it wouldn't be so bad.
And J.K. Graham does bring up a point. He's like, those people you get tired of do die off.
Yeah.
But so, what if they were immortal too?
Oh. Well. I would push that red button in my life right then. I'm like, all right, y'all, I'm out. Can't take it. See ya. So right. Manned. You want to talk about Manned, Jay?
What is that?
I didn't put that in, did I? I don't think I put that. Both of us.
I was sitting there looking.
The
I was like, okay, Renee's put something in the notes here about Manned.
About Manned. Maybe I was going to say something, but anyway.
All right. So Xbox reversal.
Oh, my Chrome. My Google signed me out and said I had to reload to even edit.
Right.
Do you know how? Yeah. And I think I was in the middle of typing something.
Oh,
but
okay.
I don't remember what it was. So never mind.
All right. So we'll go ahead and take that out. So we're not talking about Manned.
M-A-N-D.
But Xbox or Microsoft, one, they did a big reversal last week.
They said, my bad, y'all. My bad.
Sony stomped all over us and shamed us. And then our executive went out and made an ass of himself saying, if you need to be not connected to the internet, we do have a solution for you. It's called the Xbox 360.
That was the worst thing he could have ever said. He could have done some little, you know, tap dance.
Right.
Okay. Anyway. So, yeah. So, so now it's still going to be up to the publishers.
Yeah. Still. And the same thing Sony's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
so
still up to the
now
publishers.
They changed it. And
so they're taking out the encoded DRM that they had in.
Right. And now you can lend physical games to people as many times as you want. GameStop breathed a huge sigh of relief.
Yep, they did.
So, yeah, so it's, I'm glad. Oh, and let's see, when you first get it, you have to make a one-time internet connection. So you still at least have to have access to some kind of internet.
Right.
At least once. But then after that, they aren't doing the whole check-in every 24 hours, which I thought was the dumbest thing ever. But, so yeah, so now... Now that we've heard that, we know several people who have decided to go on and order Xbox.
Right.
Like, right on the same day that they made that announcement, they're like, okay, that was what was holding me back.
Right. And I'm actually glad they reversed what their stance,
mm-hmm.
just so they'll give Sony some competition. And then also, those kids that are on Xbox Gold and Live that are yelling and talking bad and need to be have their butt whooped, will stay over there. They'll get their mom and dad and say, Mommy, I need a new Xbox One. Will you buy it for me? You don't have to buy a PS4 for me now.
Okay, now, during this whole thing, tell me if this is an evil thought, okay?
Okay.
I was hoping they wouldn't reverse it because I wanted to see what would happen.
Oh.
Like, I wanted to see...
Okay.
What would happen if they stuck to their guns and actually did this? And I wanted to see the aftermath, but now I won't be able to because they reversed it. But a small part of me was like, oh, I hope they don't do it. I hope they don't do
it. Okay, let me rephrase. I was hoping they would reverse it so that we'll give Sony competition.
Right.
That was one side. That was the consumer side of me saying, I don't want Sony to lock in and or anything. But then there was the one part of me that was like, Let's see who the diehard folks are.
And yeah,
and
I wanted to see the aftermath because I knew it was going to be a crash and burn. I wanted to see what would happen, and it got taken from me.
Right.
Thank you, Microsoft, for taking away my fun. I really appreciate it. But so we won't be getting an Xbox One for a long time.
Right.
We're sticking with our Sony PlayStation on first day release. So.
Yep.
And we were charging up our
3DSs
last show.
And
we've had a chance to play with them for a week. And just to talk about the device itself, the 3D, I had to turn it down to medium. It makes my eyes go wonky when it's all the way up. And sometimes if I have to move the device around a lot, like for a game, I just turn it off
because
it doesn't work as well. They have, on the device itself, they have a couple little other features. One of them is called Street Pass, where, if you pass someone else who has a DS with
on the street
and they have Street Pass turned on, it's like you all exchange avatars kind of
right,
like.
Right.
So you'll see across the screen, someone's avatar coming and they'll give you a high five. Which
like,
is,
hi. I'm Jan from Kentucky, and I've been playing Animal Crossing New Leaf, and I like cats.
I've never gotten a cat when it's always I like dogs.
Right.
So odd. But anyway, so the people you meet, there are two things you can do with them. Every new Street Pass tag you can get a new puzzle piece to fill in these puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
I have one for Animal Crossing.
Right.
Do you have that one?
I have one for Animal Crossing, but the one I've been working on has been Zelda.
I've been working on Zelda. So Zelda, Animal Crossing, and I have another one.
Mario 3D.
So you can use it for that. And then also, every new street tag you get, you can use them in a game called Save Me, Rescue Me.
Find Me. M-I-I.
So basically, your avatar is trapped in a castle somewhere.
And they need heroes.
And they need heroes to come and save me or you or whoever. So you can use magic or attack, and they just basically take down enemies in dungeons. And it's so funny because either they run, they are runaway scared, or they get tired and they leave. Now, I don't know what the get tired and leave thing's all about. Right. That's weird. But it's just something fun to do in the background.
And it's pretty cool. I think it's cool. You know, it may sound creepy. I know Jeff was saying it sounds kind of creepy
a
little bit.
Yeah, having other people's avatars, like they're all lined up in your plaza, smiling at you and holding the game they've been playing.
You know, I mean, it's innocent enough.
It is.
I mean, it just says
you can't find anything.
Right.
So, and what is that little application they have? The rad, right? The thing, The thing where you shoot your.
Oh,
face?
So basically, it's called Face Flyers or I don't know, but pretty much
it's like some simple little game,
right? It's called Face Raiders.
Now that is creepy.
So basically, for those that may be looking in the chat room, if you see, the monsters there have a picture of me. So you take a picture of yourself, and then those are the monsters, or you take a picture of anyone. And it actually uses augmented reality, I guess. So you have to actually move the 3DS around, and you're shooting. You know, it's not like just a whole controller and everything else. I wished when I had gotten the PSP, I was debating between the PSP and the 3DS when I got my PS3. My PSP a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before the Vita came out. I wished that I had gotten a 3DS.
Yeah.
I really do.
I always kind of, truthfully, except for a few games, always kind of
preferred the 3DS.
I poo-pooed the 3DS, actually.
Oh, you did?
I thought it was kind of kiddie.
Yeah.
In a way. Which, of course it's not. But that's how I saw it. Because none of the games really appealed to me.
Right.
Except for a few.
Right.
But now, I love my 3DS. And we've been playing it a lot. Mm-hmm. Mainly with Animal Crossing.
Right.
For those of y'all who don't know, quick premise. Basically, you're the mayor of the town. And you're responsible for beautification and finding new things in the world. So, it's highly addictive. I played the original one back in 2002. And this one's basically the same premise. There's a whole bunch of little animals around that are your neighbors. And what's cool is they interact with you in a way that you don't expect. Like, Jay had an interesting experience
yesterday.
On his birthday.
Yeah, yesterday was my birthday, and they threw me a birthday party. And it was, it was pretty cool. And every day is never the same in Animal Crossing.
Right.
You know, you name your town. I named mine Breeze because it was hot. And I was looking at the fan, and the fan's product name was Hawaiian Breeze. And I was like, I'm going to name my city Breeze.
Oh, that's funny.
Just kind of also, if you're thinking about getting a 3DS for your kids or something like that, and the Street Pass kind of freaks you out, there are parental controls.
Yeah.
That you could turn Street Pass off. And there's parental, you can put a parental lock on it and stuff like that. And Nintendo's pretty good about protecting children for the most part.
The chillins. Children are a future.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
I love that.
Show them all the beauties they possess inside.
Have you ever seen a video of the twins?
Give them a sense.
There's a home video of my little sisters, sisters when they were infants, and they were so tiny. They were in one carrier. And my dad had that song playing in the background and just taped them the whole time. Didn't that sound like something my dad would do?
Yep.
But your birthday, you didn't finish the story.
About what? Oh, but so I come out of my house. So I start Animal Crossing up and everything. It's like June 23rd, blah, blah, blah. They didn't say anything. Oh, no, she said it's your birthday or something like that at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I log in, I walk out of my house, and Rowan's there. He's like, don't talk, just follow me.
Don't talk, just listen.
I was like,
so sorry.
He said, don't ask no questions or something right. like that. And I was like, And then my screen goes black, fades to black. Then it fades back in. And it's like, they're like, happy birthday. And then they're like throwing a party.
And they're dancing. And
they're dancing.
They're doing little moves with their head.
And they're like,
it was cute.
Then they're like, make a wish. And, you know, I blew the candles out. And so I had to type in my wish.
Aww.
I wish for 7 million bells, which is the currency.
I don't think it's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So,
and
so,
then I come outside, and then the music's still playing, and it was like, I made an Instagram video of it. It was pretty good.
Did they give you presents?
They gave me presents.
All of them?
I got three presents. I did.
That's pretty good.
I did.
So I'm having fun at Animal Crossing. It's a game you play a little bit every day.
Yeah.
You don't spend hours and hours. I mean, you could spend hours and hours, but you don't have to.
But it's
in order to maintain your town.
The funny part is if you are spending hours and hours, like, back to back and have it turn the game off, you go to talk to one of the residents, like, maybe you need to take a rest.
Yeah, and they won't even conversate with you. They'll just walk away.
You've been playing for a while. Maybe you need a rest. That was awesome.
It's like, you are not my mama and daddy.
You
I
look
play.
Tired. You look tired. Maybe you should not.
Maybe you should go lay down.
Maybe you should go lay down or something. Like, it was great.
Funny.
It is so great.
So,
speaking of birthday cake, when yesterday at the birthday dinner, when mom and them brought out my birthday cake.
Chocolate
cake was freaking amazing. I did the Hulk clap.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you how it was from our perspective. My whole family was singing happy birthday loud and boisterous as we always do.
Right.
And then after we were done, Jay kind of leaned in because we thought he was going to blow out the candles. But then all of a sudden, smack. And he clapped his hands together and blew out the candles for a slight beat. The room went silent. And everybody was like, ah, that's so awesome.
They're like, oh, you should do it again. There's like, did anybody give me video?
No.
But yeah.
But I've never seen anybody do that before. And so I was like, oh. And Jay hasn't seen anybody do
no,
it
No, because.
How did you know it was going to work?
What if
it didn't work? It would have been lame.
That would have been so fail. Because that's why I didn't say anything. I was like, this is going to fail. Fail bad because my thing is, for some reason at that moment I didn't want to blow my candles out because I felt like if I did, I didn't want spit to come out of my mouth and get on the cake.
Nobody wants that. No, nobody wants spit on
it. I just had a feeling, I mean, because the cake looked so good and my mouth was just like, cake. This
and it
cake
was good.
Good.
Let me tell you what my mom can do. She can take a boxed chocolate cake and turn it into some amazing thing that you'd swear it was so freaking light and airy.
I think she puts extra sugar in
it. I don't know what she does to that cake, but everybody in the whole family were like, oh my God, this cake is so good.
It was.
We finished out the entire cake. We started eating out of the cake
pan. Yeah, everybody was eating out of cake pan and stuff like that. It was great.
It was so funny. My family's nuts.
Yep.
We picked up a few other games.
Oh, yeah, a few.
Zelda Ocarina of Time. I didn't play the original much. I played a little bit, but
okay.
I didn't play it much.
Okay.
I mainly got into it in Wind Waker. But the controls are a little wonky at first.
Right.
There's one control that I absolutely hate.
Which is?
It is to change your camera view towards the front. Like if you turn.
Back over your shoulder?
No. Yeah, like. The view back over your shoulder, you have to press the L1.
Okay.
So even if you turn a little bit and you want to see what you have to press L1. It gets a little annoying, and my fingers, I think, get a little sore.
Right.
But it's good.
Maybe
I'm enjoying
it. Grip. Maybe we should buy a couple of little comfort grips.
I don't know. But, I mean, it's fun so far. The controls are simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot. I mean, you swing and jump. It's about all you do. But I'm enjoying it so far. I'm not that deep into it.
Right.
We aren't that deep into any of our games.
Except for Animal Crossing.
Except for Animal Crossing.
And then we also picked up Luigi's Mansion, New Moon.
Yeah, a lot of people suggested that.
Yeah, a lot of people suggested it because we wanted a game in between because, honestly, I was playing Animal Crossing a lot. And then all I was doing was just walking around, mm-hmm. picking oranges and storing them up.
Shaking trees.
And picking up seashells and selling them. Yeah, I'm a tree shaker. But Luigi's Mansion, it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, so I never played the original one.
Right.
So, Jay, I don't know how you knew how to do this, how to do the ghost thing.
Right.
But when you suck up the ghosts right. in the vacuum cleaner, when you first get them and you shock them and you start sucking them up.
Right.
I was running towards them because I thought I was supposed to go and catch them, you know, like right. bring them into the vacuum. And I was like, why do I keep tripping and falling and almost getting killed all the time by these freaking ghosts?
He's like, I'm losing all my, because you were upset. You were like, I'm losing my coins.
Yeah, like every time I would trip, I'd lose my coins. I'm like, dude, I'm getting pissed off. I keep right. losing my coins. Yeah, it turns out you're supposed to run away yeah. and then hit the A button.
That's
yeah.
what, but it's because... When you were doing like the curtains,
yeah, but and you go I thought backwards? It was different.
Nah,
because
nah.
the curtains are, you know, stationary.
Nah, so I wasn't trying different. To go close to the ghost, you know.
So yeah, so but
I'm
I figured it out.
Yep,
and I feel so bad for Luigi. He's so timid and scared.
And speaking of sucking up ghosts,
I'm not gonna suck it.
Oh, wait a minute, that wasn't loud enough.
I'm not going to suck it.
That yep. was horrible, Jay.
That was horrible. Anyway, and then also we picked up Pokemon X and Y. No, wait a minute. Pokemon Black and White
2,
the versions. Yep.
So what do you think? I'm asking what you think, and this then I'll tell you what I think.
This is my first Pokemon game. So so far, I'm liking it, which is kind of weird in a way. Well, it's not weird because I don't do pet battles in World of Warcraft mm-hmm. for the most part, because one, when I do the PvP part, I get my ass stomped,
right?
but then also when I'm in WoW, I want to play WoW. I don't know now if they move pet battles to iOS or mobile devices, game on.
You'll be all there.
Be all there. But so far the Pokemon Black version 2, White version 2, they're made for the DS, so we don't have the full 3DS experience. But so far, I like it, you know, and I can see the appeal right. a little bit.
I mean, I can see the appeal.
Mm-hmm.
This was also my first Pokemon game ever.
Right.
I'm a very completist person, so trying to catch them all sounds appealing to me. What is now, I'm going to go back to talk about it, but what is not appealing is the fact that you have to buy both games to get all Pokemon in, yeah. in the Pokédex. I think that is so wrong, and they know what they're doing, but that is so wrong.
But to our defense, which kind of works out for us, is that we don't need to buy two games of each. The only one that we bought two games of was Animal Crossing.
Right.
But
go on.
With this one, because we're a couple and we're both playing, it's kind of like we're just buying... I got the black one, and Renee plays the white one.
Yeah, and a good reason why I don't understand why they have two games, the storyline is the same in both games. So I was like, why the heck would you even have two games? Oh, wait, you're trying to make more money.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only reason they have, and it's so stupid. But, and we could trade them online, which is awesome because I like trading. Yeah, I used to trade stuff
Azixa,
when I was little.
Because Azixa said that he would trade someone because, you know, he already caught them all.
Yeah, I like used to make my sister trade little animal cards. That the Zoominals or something?
Yeah.
You get them by mail. I made her play that with me. But as far as the game, the graphics are more simplistic than I thought they were. I didn't know what it was like. I've never
right.
If I've seen screenshots, I haven't paid attention.
Right.
But it's 'cause so far I'm not that far into it. I have
this is
a few Pokemon.
So Pokemon. Here's all I know about Pokemon. Pikachu.
Yep.
Is it Team Rocket?
Team Rocket.
Over 9,000,
right.
Which is really Dragon Ball Z,
which is not anything to do with Pokemon.
Right.
Some people are gonna cringe when they hear that.
But I'm just saying, when I think Pokemon, I think over 9,000, Pikachu, and Team Rocket. That's it.
I don't even
know. Do you know something funny?
I don't even know the Pikachu's Pokemon master. The dude, the little kid. I don't even know his name.
Ash.
Oh, is it Ash? Oh, okay.
Yes, it's Ash.
And you said that, and I will say you did say that before Salem said it.
I did.
Give you credit.
Thank you.
Good job, Salem.
I was going to say, I actually went and saw the Pokemon movie.
Oh.
1 year. And and I actually watched the show, of course, every now and then. But,
okay.
But yeah, I actually saw, and that's when Pikachu was trying to, res someone pretty much with his Pikachu.
it was so funny.
But anyway, yeah. So that was that game, and it's gonna take a while to play it because we have all the other ones.
And also I have Professor Layton on its way.
Yes.
That was a suggestion from Steve and Kim. Mm-hmm. They suggested this. That was a pretty good game. So we did order that one. I have thought about ordering Fire Emblem, but I'm going to wait and see how everything goes first. Okay. And we did pre-order the next
Zelda.
Because it's coming out in like November or something. Yep. But.
And I got to pre-order that from a game that I turned in that I'm getting ready to talk about, Last of Us. I finished it.
When they finished Last of Us.
It was, okay. Can I say
I finished too since I watched
it? Yes. Okay. You can definitely say you finished. So here's the thing. It was a really, really, really good game.
Yes.
The art was wonderful. The dialogue was good. The story was great. My favorite part was the dialogue and the facial animations. I could have just watched a movie of that and been just as happy.
Right.
So that all, and the chemistry between Joel and Ellie, it seemed real and authentic, and I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the parts I didn't like so much, and that's just because I'm a horrible, horrible gamer, the stealthing. I would last maybe two or three minutes, and then, hey, who's that over there? And, crap.
Then when they hit start, reset the checkpoint.
or I would try to fight it out.
Right.
And the shooting itself, because I'm a horrible shot. So.
Right.
But that is not anything wrong with the game. That's nothing wrong with me. So I liked it. Now, people were saying this has changed the world of gaming forever. No, it has not.
Right.
But it's really good. But, so did you like it when you were watching me play?
For the most part, I would get frustrated because of some of those things that you talked about with the whole stealthing. It was more so the stealthing than anything.
I was going way too slow for Jay.
No, it wasn't that. Honestly, I knew if I was playing, that would irk. I'm not a big stealthy player.
Right.
That's why Metal Gear
is not your bag.
You're right. I started playing Assassin's Creed 2, and I got probably like 3 hours into it, and I just couldn't take it anymore. Right. I just couldn't take the whole stealthing mixed with the crowd, sitting down here real quick. No, you know what? No, I'm an assassin. I'm going to kill everybody. I don't care who you see me. You know,
so you play the bad guy.
No, I don't play the bad guy, but
you killed everyone.
But I couldn't. I ended up getting killed because everybody saw me. So because I didn't stealth and didn't write. So
Last of Us is not my game of the year. It still goes between Tomb Raider and Bioshock Infinite, depending on the day. That was our game. We did a lot of gaming this week.
And a lot of that too is because, like I said, our AC's been out, and I did get to play some Marvel Heroes while it was cool on Saturday for a little bit until it got to 91, then I was out. So with that, let's go ahead and Last of Us. My opinion, I enjoyed Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid game. Nothing. For me, there was nothing groundbreaking or life-changing.
It wasn't full emotional impact, like some people said,
right,
to me.
There was more, and like I was talking to Renee, when I was talking about why did Walking Dead have more of an emotional impact than Last of Us? And I don't know if it's because, you know, Clementine was very, very innocent You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where Ellie, she'll drop an F-bomb. And, I mean, it was just hardcore, you know. But I think Clementine may get there if she gets to Ellie's age, maybe.
Maybe. I mean, she's going to be pretty hardened by then.
Right, right.
So she might be there, too.
Right. So, all right, with that, let's go ahead and jump right into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Week 49.
Jay lost some weight. Jay lost some weight.
Man, I ate horrible.
He ate
horrible this week.
It was his birthday weekend, so he ate whatever he wanted.
I went to Old Charlie's, had the fudge brownie sundae.
Oh, so good. First. So good. We had it first before he even ate.
And then we went to Bravo's Italian. Oh, so good.
Pasta.
Bob Evans. It was just, oh, we goodness.
Ate, and with that, you still lost.
0.2 pounds.
Woohoo! No. I mean, a lot of people would have gained after that. So that's really good.
You know, sometimes I wish I could change my date because I was actually down Thursday. I was down 3-4 pounds.
Guess what? You can do whatever you want.
I'm not.
Hey.
Monday is my weigh-in day.
If you want to change your weigh-in day.
Nah.
Okay.
Maybe,
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
You have that option.
I don't know. But I was down 4 pounds.
Yeah.
But, you know. But
so, yeah. So, Jay's lost a total of 101.2 pounds, which
bye,
is.
Bye, Jeff.
When I tell people that you've lost over 100 pounds, their jaws drop on the floor. And I love seeing that.
Yeah.
I maintained. So, total of 0.2 pounds. And a grand total for the Valentine's, 186.8 pounds.
Right.
Yay.
Yep. We didn't make anything. Oh, you made a veggie lasagna.
I did make a veggie lasagna.
So talk about that real quick, and okay. Then we'll jump right into odds and ends.
So actually, it's not a veggie lasagna. It has meat in it.
Oh, egg. Oh, that's right. Eggplant.
It's a turkey and eggplant lasagna.
Yeah, turkey and eggplant
so
lasagna.
So I wanted to try something new. So I found a recipe for turkey and eggplant lasagna with ground turkey and slices of eggplant, and I added in some more vegetables because I like that. It was good. It needed more sauce. So Jay and I differ on a few things. I think the eggplant in it, it was firm, and I liked it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Jay wanted it to be more soft.
Right.
So we have an impasse here. What I might do, I might, you know, pre-boil yours before I put it in the lasagna next time.
No,
or
I've been thinking about it a little bit.
Okay.
I think, you know, I love lasagna.
I know.
I absolutely love lasagna. And the eggplant replaces the ricotta cheese.
I don't know if it replaces. I can't say it replaces it.
Well, you don't put ricotta cheese in when
right.
You put eggplant in.
Right.
So it replaces it. Right?
No. Just because you have one thing and not another, it doesn't mean it replaces it.
Okay.
It's not equivalent.
In my mind, it replaces it. Okay?
Okay.
Let me say that.
I can't argue with that.
In my mind, it replaces it. So when I had a lasagna, because I love lasagna so much.
Mm-hmm. Like
when I go to cut into it, it's kind of like, what's that? You see what I'm saying? But I think the more you make it, and don't change it because it was good, especially as leftovers, it was good.
Okay, and I just do more sauce than it should be, and more spices. Cause every time I try to make something spicy, mm-hmm. it never works out because I don't ever put enough spice in it. I think it's enough, but no. Jay's like, I don't even taste anything.
No, are we going to do a try this?
You know what? Might as well. We have popcorn right here.
Reach into the box. Coming from great state of Nebraska.
Please let it be something great.
I wonder if this is the one that he was.
Peanut butter and jelly popcorn.
Toss it here. Well, she went for the head.
So, peanut butter and jelly popcorn.
Peanut butter, okay. Jelly time.
For those
peanut
of you,
butter, jelly time.
For those of you who don't know, I have an unhealthy obsession with peanut butter and jelly.
When she found out she can go to Stevens and Stevens.
The deli that we go
the
to
deli that
three
we go
times
to,
a week.
And she could get peanut butter and jelly. I think the last three times we went, Renee has asked twice for it.
And
so,
I'm asked for it again on Wednesday.
All right.
So, there's something about peanut butter and jelly.
Right.
It's just freaking amazing. Wait.
So, I have
did
two.
Did you get?
I have two purple and two.
That's a good idea.
Of the white. So, I'm assuming the white is the peanut butter. And yeah, then
it has little things of brown on it.
And the purple is the jelly. So
jelly. I like jam personally. I like jam because it spreads, and jelly gives me fits. So that's just because I'm a little. Is it interesting or is it good? Because those are two different things.
The jelly ones have. I think it's like a grape gumball taste.
Okay.
You'll be able to taste it when you taste it. But I mean.
Did it taste like peanut butter?
I need to taste those by itself because the jelly part kind of overwhelmed it.
Ah. So maybe you should have one jelly and two of the other ones.
And have one jelly and three.
Because that's how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a ton of peanut butter.
Have one jelly and three peanut butter. Let me see if you get the same. So one thing that we've learned as a couple is that when Renee tastes something, she usually knows immediately if she likes something. For me, I have to chew on it for a little bit and really take in everything instead of just doing my immediate reaction. So, Renee, as you're finishing those chews, what do you think?
Don't like it because it tastes like grape gumballs.
I told you. Now,
my peanut butter and jelly shouldn't taste. God. I know I'm supposed to, look, I'm sure.
Let me see the bag.
You know what? I think I'm expecting too much from flavored popcorn. And it doesn't taste like jelly.
It tastes like grape gumballs.
Yeah, and I want to taste like jelly. But it doesn't taste like jelly. But it is what it is.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have the peanut butter one.
Okay, it's not terrible. It's not terrible, but I wouldn't eat a lot. But you
eat the peanut butter ones by itself.
Okay.
Eat the peanut butter. Now, the peanut butter ones by themselves are actually pretty good.
Not bad.
So, yeah. It's pretty good.
It's the jelly.
Damn jelly. Damn.
But you would think that I didn't like sweet popcorn from all these tries. And I don't really like these, but I do like sweet popcorn. I love sweet popcorn.
Yeah.
It just depends on the popcorn.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Let's go ahead and jump right into some, you know what?
What?
We can wrap the show up with birthdays.
We can.
So, we're not going to jump into Feisty. We're going to go ahead and jump right into the ending song. So, next week for the birthday, today's birthday, is Mr. Corey Clark.
Happy birthday.
What's going on, show god?
I need to tell him happy birthday.
Yep, you need to tell him happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
On Tuesday,
our good friend Meredith, who is not in our interweb nerd circle, but she's so sweet. Her birthday is on Tuesday. Happy birthday, Meredith.
As well as our close friend, Alicia.
And she is freaking awesome. And I love her. I met her once, and I can't wait to see her again.
On Wednesday, Scotty D.
Woo!
Frog Pants own Scotty D.
I remember at Nerdtacular when we first met him, I was like, hey, that's Scotty D. Because right. We had talked to him forever. So.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Scotty D.
Happy birthday. On Friday is B4 Tanks Girls Bois. Her man.
It's all out in the open now.
It's out in the open now. Josh Baldwin.
Josh Baldwin and B4 Tanks Girls sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
And then on Saturday, our good friend Justin
Man Thug.
His birthday is on Saturday. Happy birthday, Justin.
It is.
So we have a lot of birthdays this week. Yay.
And if you guys want to, if you have a 3DS and you want our friend code, send us a tweet.
Yeah.
With your friend code.
Definitely.
And we'll give you ours.
Yep.
A lot of people. This past weekend, we saw a good number of people picking up 3DS.
Yeah, and I was like, that is so cool.
And blaming me for it.
Well, good job, Jay, for making everybody spend money. God, yeah. you're so inconsiderate.
Yeah.
So everybody go out and buy a 3DS. Jay just told you to do that.
Yes. All right.
I had a good show. A lot of game talk, which I love because I love video games.
Yep.
Do you know I haven't talked about books at all? Pretty, pretty bad. I know.
Blame the mini.
Hi, Buxley.
He got it working. If you want to reach us by email, you can do so at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. Even though we don't ask for them, we do like emails.
We love emails.
You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And we also like reviews on
iTunes.
We like reviews.
Yes, we like reviews.
We don't usually try to saturate the end with asking for that stuff. But
no,
I thought I would do something special.
Because I don't like, I don't feel like making people feel they have to do it or making people feel bad because they didn't do it.
I have a pair of scissors. You have to do it. Nah, you don't have to do it. And then the podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. Our Facebook page, if you go out and like us, facebook.com/ValentineCast. And if people want to call,
they can call. I thought you were going to do the whole thing. I was like, well, no. I want to do some stuff. If you want to
you
call,
always do my part. You always
anyway,
do Facebook.com.
That's because I do it so well. You can also call us at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. And if you want to see video of this or past podcasts, you can go to youtube.com/ValentineCast. And if you want to tweet us your friend code for Nintendo DS or whatever, Jay's Twitter feed is TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
Our outro music is loaned to us by Pretty Lights Music, who has a new album coming out.
Yeah.
At the first week of July. It'll be available for download at prettylightsmusic.com. And as always, it will be free, and you can give whatever amount of money you want, even if it's zero. But his music is done so well that I think you should throw him a few bones.
I think so.
But I know I will, even though he doesn't even charge us to use his music. He just says, go for it, Mr. Valentine. And I'm like, thanks, man. But you all have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Talk to you later.
It was good talking to y'all this week. Bye.